WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. America First with Sebastian Gorka brings an insider's view on politics. Hear about D.C. politics from those in D.C. Sebastian Gorka, weekdays, 2 till 5 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. Coastal areas of both Duval and Nassau counties are on alert. Flooding and high surf could be an issue through tonight, and rip currents could bring trouble through tomorrow night. Authorities are strongly advising against going in the water, and even when you're just on the beach, you'll want to be very, very careful. Months after a man's body turned up in a swamp, police have arrested his wife. Shari Smith of Jacksonville allegedly killed her husband, David Hunt, whose remains were found back in June in Baker County. At last word, Smith was still in custody in Gadsden County. Jacksonville now has a budget in place for next year. Last night, the city council overwhelmingly voted in favor of the $1.3 billion package, which is about $100 million more than this year's budget. Before the vote, a controversial amendment that would have held back half of the funds allocated for the sheriff's office was withdrawn. The budget passed 17-2. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds and a high of 82. Cloudy this evening. Overnight the low will drop to about 68 and currently it is 60 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Senate Republicans say they have the votes to move forward a Supreme Court nomination. President Trump says he will name his Supreme Court nominee by this weekend. And liberal organizations opposing protest legislation claim the laws threaten to criminalize peaceful protesters.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, good. It's Wednesday already. Man, it's flying by fast.
I love the cooler weather, too. The year's flying by fast, thankfully.
Roger, with you, it's not fast enough. All right. come on, little humor. I joke. Roger and I are good friends, so we just have a little good humor. For some of you, I understand it's a little too early. Coming up on 5 minutes after 6 a.m., 904-831-0600. Literally the three fastest hours anywhere in Morning Talk Radio. By the way, we got all the podcasts ready to go. Just go up after the morning show this morning to go to WBOB.com. That's WBOB.com. President Trump says he's going to make his announcement this weekend of who he's going to have replace the notorious RBG, former Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And Mitt Romney came out and says, hey, I'm not going to stonewall anything. I'm actually going to jump on board with the president's nominee. As Senate Republicans say, they have the votes to move forward with the Supreme Court nomination. Fox News' John Roberts.
It was a relief for President Trump today to find out that he at least has the votes to bring a nominee forward. And while it is still unclear at this point whether a final vote in the full Senate will take place before Election Day, Republicans will move as quickly as they can to get that done. The timing for the announcement of President Trump's nominee is likely Saturday afternoon. President Trump today indicating he has all but made up his mind on who it will be. President Trump got good news today when Utah Senator Mitt Romney said he is on board for a vote before the election. President Trump has 51 Republicans ready to go forward. The president believes he has the time before Election Day to get it done.
But the Democrats say that, hey, listen, if we get in the power, guess what we're going to do? They are showing their true colors, of course, is packing the U.S. Supreme Court by increasing the judges from 9 to whatever number that they may want.
Democrats are saying, well, we'll just pack the court. What would the impact
exactly
be?
Look, you've essentially cheated and stolen over two seats, the Scalia seat and now this one.
Wow.
And I think they'd be well within their rights to do so.
I think additional justices need to be placed on the Supreme Court.
Here is Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono. She says, packing the court is long overdue.
This is long overdue court reform as far as I'm concerned, and I've been thinking about court reform and what we can do regarding the Supreme Court to make it so much more objective. And so this is not something that a lot of us have not thought about.
But what did and where did Ruth Bader Ginsburg stand on when she was asked this question back in June of 2019?
There is no fixed number in the Constitution, so this court has had as few as 5, as many as 10. 9 seems to be a good number, and it's been that way for a long time. There are some people on the Democratic side who would like to increase the number of judges. I think that was a bad idea when President Franklin Delano Roosevelt tried to pack the court. So I am not at all in favor of that solution.
She's not in favor of that solution. By the way, that was done in NPR. If you've heard any other media outlets reporting on that story out there as well. But as Jesse Waters, host of Waters World, points out, he says, you know, when President Obama was appointing and got his two courts picked in and they passed measures like gay marriage, everything was fine. Now the Republicans are in power. He brings up an interesting point. He says, the Democrats want to change the rules. He says maybe instead they should change their own players and coaches out there.
10 years ago, Barack Obama, he had the White House. The Democrats had the Senate. They had the House. He's won the Electoral College twice.
Yeah.
He's put two people on the Supreme Court justices. The Supreme Court ruled for gay marriage. Like, everything was good, right?
The system was great.
The system worked fine. Then the Republicans, they said, you know what? Let's get the people to help us get our power back. And they did that within the system. What we have now is this. The Democrats are like a football team that keeps losing, and they want to blame the rules. And they ask their fans to say, hey, we're playing fine. The coaches are doing great. It's the rules that are causing us to lose. And the stupid fans, a.k.a. Democratic voters, they're going along with it. They're saying, yeah, it's the rules. It's not the terrible players and the coaches.
That's how many times have you heard of that, man? It's always the rules. It's not that the team can't afford or can't hopefully win or not.
Well, they want their agenda to go through by any means they possibly can. And they see this, you know, opportunity. So I think it's just a matter of time we do end up seeing more justices on the courts.
Don't we hear that a lot from the left that, oh, we can't make it in society. It's the rules. But yet other people are somewhat able to make it in society, but we're always blaming feet that the reason why people can't do it because of white suppression and all the other nonsense out there. The economy now looking to improve much better than what was predicted by and for this year and by the end of the year. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the economy is on the fastest record of all time of increasing jobs from any type of a pandemic.
America is in the midst of the fastest economic recovery from any crisis in the U.S. The August jobs report showed the economy has gained back 10.6 million jobs since April, nearly 50% of all jobs lost due to the pandemic.
Some of you have lost money in the 401k. Some of you are trying to make your money back. Economist Peter Marici says, still the stock market is the best place to put your money.
Well, if you're investing for the long term, if you're investing for retirement, or you have children that are under the age of 10, the best place for your money is the stock market. And I don't mean, you know, going to one of those markets where you do penny trades, but investing in a solid index like the S&P 500 index, which covers 88% of the U.S. economy. My feeling is that the prospects for stocks are going to be very strong as soon as a vaccine is firmly in focus. But the reality is the prospects for American companies, the American corporate world, are very, very positive, and most of them will be making a lot more money 6 months from now than they...
Joe Biden was campaigning in some of the swing states this past week, and wow, this might be another gaffe, but this is actually great. Was asked about some of his positions. He says, hey, I'm not a socialist. I beat that guy.
I beat the socialist. That's how I got elected. That's how I got the nomination. Do I look like a socialist? Look at my career, my whole career. I am not a socialist.
Come on, man. Don't you know that?
Donald Trump has his way. The complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. Probably by the time I finish this talk.
200 million people will die. Coming up next, Halloween going to be put off. How many are not going to be able to trick or treat? And one well-known costume company, are you ready for this? This is almost laughable, has guess what? Not online, but in the stores, children's Confederate soldiers outfit from that of the Rebels.
Oh, really?
And I'm not talking about the Rebels from that of Star Wars. No, we're talking about Southern Confederate. Wait till we tell you it is. We got the clips all coming up next. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Our roads are looking pretty good for the most part. Not too much happening yet, so just enjoy your drive. And if you see anything, because there's no way that we can see it all, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds and a high of 83. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 69. Right now it is 60 degrees.
You can't seem to get away from the bad news, so here's some good news for a change.
An 11-year-old boy from Nigeria just went viral after a video of him doing ballet in the rain was put on the internet. The boy said his dream is to become a professional ballet dancer, and that just might happen now. The right people saw the video, and the young boy was offered a scholarship to the American Ballet Theater. And on top of that, someone offered to pay for his entire formal education. Now that's good news.
These are unique times, and Jacksonville.radio is standing with you. We provide local, family-friendly radio across multiple formats and frequencies with a diverse and loyal audience. Let us help get your message and your marketing into our communities. Call Jax.radio today so we can discuss how we can help your business. Let us help you get the right message in front of the right audience at the right time. Call 904-74-RIGHT. That's 904-74-7448.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, you're going to get the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
At Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant on 103rd Street would like you to stop by 7 days a week for takeout or drive-through from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant has almost a dozen flavors of wings and 30 shrimp for just $9.99. Don't forget the original Kronos Euros, oysters, the original chicken sandwich, and more. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. You've tried the rest, now try Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg pours millions of dollars into Florida to help pay restitution for former felons so they'll be able to vote. A new poll finds voters are split on abolishing the Electoral College. And a new study says coffee drinkers lose more weight than non-coffee drinkers.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Let's continue on with the news. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. If you don't like the way things are, you should be able to vote that individual, he or she, out, or you try to make a change. Don Lemon. I love CNN. It's Don Lemon. When he's talking with Chris Cuomo, I'll actually watch a couple of those sometimes.
Yeah.
He says, you know what? We got to eliminate the Electoral College. We need to stack the court. We need to blow up the system.
Until you have a group of people that decide to consistently be better than what they reject, you're going to have people in the exact position they are right now, Don, which is no matter what happens, everybody sticks with
the
team.
We're going to have to blow up the entire system. And you know what we're going to have to do?
No, I don't know.
You know what we're going to what you have to do?
You just got to vote.
Honestly,
what?
From what your closing argument
what?
Is, you're going to have to get rid of the Electoral College. Because the people...
I don't see it.
Because the minority in this country decides who the judges are and they decide who the president is.
You need a constitutional amendment to do that.
And if Joe Biden wins, Democrats can stack the courts... And they can do that amendment, and they can get it passed.
Well, you need two-thirds vote in the Congress and three-quarters of the state legislature.
They may be able to do that.
Maybe, but that's a total...
Wait. He says the minority. I think he's talking about the popular vote. What about the minority in the U.S. Senate, which happens to be the Democrats as of right now?
Exactly.
Oh, I wonder who's doing that as well. Speaking about the Electoral College, folks, do you know that's where they want to go? A new Hill-Harris X poll. How about this? Americans are split right down the middle. 51% of voters want to abolish the Electoral College. They say that the current system should be abolished and whoever wins the nationwide popular vote should win the presidency. Of course, more Democrats than Republicans were all in support of this. 68% of Democrats said it should be abolished. 49% of independents say it should be abolished. And only 33% of Republicans. 33% of Republicans say it should be abolished. What?
Faithless electors, people who are pledged and chosen by their states to go to the Electoral College and vote based on how the state basically tells them to vote, how the popular vote went down. There were a group of voters from challenged this last time around saying, I want to be able to, and I have the freedom and the right to, when I get to that vote for the Electoral College that they do after the popular vote all across the country, I want to vote how I want to. In a unanimous opinion, the Supreme Court has said no. If you are an elector, you're chosen by your state, you got to follow the rules.
Now, even Ruth Bader Ginsburg said that as well. That was Fox News legal analyst Shannon Bream. But the Electoral College should be banned. Democrats say, because it was done in slavery. That's the reason why it needs to go away right now.
The country is different than it was when the Constitution was drafted. And when the Constitution was drafted, a lot of it had to do with slavery. The slave states wanted equal representation in the Senate. Because they wanted to keep slavery. The slave states wanted to have an electoral college to where the members that they had in Congress counted towards the vote of president, where the slaves counted as two-thirds. In a popular vote, they would count as zero. So the slave states didn't want a popular election because their slaves wouldn't count toward voting, and the slave states would have less votes. This is all conceived in sin and in perpetrating...
That is a Democrat from Tennessee, Representative Steve Cohen. So why not just eliminate a lot of the other constitutional amendments? Because wasn't that done during certain parts of slavery as well?
Well, they have modified certain things, to be frank with you. But I would hate to see the Electoral College vote go because Florida is a swing state, and a lot of the attention, you know, on the presidential elections is right here, and you know we've got a big say here in Florida. So that's a real big reason for me to want to keep.
Here is there's so many Michael Steeles out there, but this is one of the political commentators. He says that the Electoral College actually protects states and minorities.
Did it honor the founders' legacy and play the game the way it was meant to be played, protecting the small states, protecting minority rights, not increasing division by having a
What's
Democratic.
Wrong with
I don't want a candidate sitting in an apartment in New York dialing for dollars and running television ads. I want to make candidates get out in the country, go to a diverse collection of states, and actually meet voters, talk to them, hear their concerns, and make their case. And that's what the Electoral College forces them to do.
Recently, Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill which would stipulate, that felons must pay all their fines, restitutions, and other legal financial obligations. Remember, a federal court of appeals came out and said, hey, listen, until this happens, we're not going to allow you to vote in Florida if you are a felon. Now, Mike Bloomberg says he's going to spend $100 million to help out Joe Biden, and now he's pouring tens of millions of dollars into Florida to help pay for restitution for former felons so they are able to vote. CBS News out of Miami.
Bloomberg raised more than $20 million to help people convicted of felonies vote in the upcoming election. Bloomberg started an effort to raise money to help those people out. Bloomberg also pledged $100 million to help Joe Biden win in Florida.
Is this a good thing or a bad thing? But what about the legality? Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz says he's going to ask the Attorney General to check this out. He says Bloomberg may be in trouble for potential bribery. He says it could be vote buy-in.
Mike Bloomberg's efforts in Florida, because I will be calling on the Florida Attorney General to launch an investigation into Mike Bloomberg for potentially engaging in bribery and vote buying in the state of Florida. In Florida, you only get to vote if you're a convicted felon, if all of your court costs, fines, fees, and restitution are paid off. And so what Michael Bloomberg is doing is creating a politically motivated way to retire the debts of these felons in exchange for their votes. And it's not every felon, it's just those which they have specifically identified as the Biden voters. And so again, that's offering a bribe, an inducement for someone to behave a certain way in voting. I think it's potentially criminal.
Listen, I like Matt Gaetz. He's a fan of the show. I like him a lot. I don't know if what he said he's going to be able to prove. First off, how do you know it's all Biden? What if he came out and says, no, I actually plan to vote for Trump. Would you disqualify that as well?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they are vetting people who say they're going to vote for the Democrats.
So,
but here's the deal. You know, if you've got a debt, you can get money from whoever wants to help you pay that off. My concern is these people who have been wronged by these, former felons, you know, they need to make their victims whole. That's what I'm concerned about more than anything else.
Yeah, who cares if you're getting a money from Barack Obama or Mike Bloomberg? I want to get paid.
Exactly. Someone wrongs you and you're owed restitution, I'd say let's get the money from whoever wants to help pay.
Governor Ron DeSantis also came out this past week, and he wants to propose legislation that would create a new host of crimes dealing with those that want to riot and have violent protests. Remember what he said this past week on this issue about those that want to do harm to the state of Florida.
We are not going to permit localities to defund the police. If you defund the police, then the state is going to defund any grant or aids coming to you. Property, like we saw in some of these cities throughout the United States, we will waive sovereign immunity and let you get compensated by suing those local governments.
Governor DeSantis says some of the cities that want to allow violent protests, you will be able to sue them. But reporter Mike Vasilenda says groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center and other groups do not like the proposal, and it goes against, they say, peaceful protest.
The governor's efforts to curb violent protests with longer jail time, temporarily denying bail and felony charges for obstructing traffic during an unpermitted protest, brought disdain from protesters across the state. The protesters say the idea of granting drivers immunity from arrest for fleeing a mob would encourage white supremacists. The measure would also deny any local governments state funds if they scale back on police protection.
There you go. So basically what they're saying, like groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center, that if somebody wants to get a free ride, he's driving around in a pickup truck coming from a certain rural area and he happens to hit some protesters, it's just going to open the door for those of the white supremacists. Here's some of those from the Southern Poverty Law Center that oppose this legislation.
Not one leader of any movement that has organized protest following the rash of murders and public lynchings of black and brown people have advocated for looting and violence.
That's wrong. We have played the BLM protesters, the leaders of local BLM protests. It advocates those of violent protest and those of violence and rioting to get what they want. Here's more.
Travelers may also encounter unjust detention, deportation, racial profiling, and even death. It is not safe to travel to the state of Florida.
There you go. So some of the opponents, if you show up to protest, we're automatically going to racially profile you. Here is what Governor DeSantis said when the story carried on this about the opposing side.
When we told the governor about the pushback, this was his first reaction.
Yeah, right. Well, let me just say, do you think it's okay to throw a brick at a police officer? Do you think it's okay to burn down buildings?
Then he drew this distinction.
Protest all you want, knock your socks off. But when it goes into violence, you know, that's when there has to be accountability.
Exactly correct. The bottom line is you want to protest, I don't care if you're from the left or from the right, get a permit.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
And obey the law.
Hey, those of the church community have to get a permit to have it all, you know, got to have a license when they want to do it on Sundays, right? Yes. How many? Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, yeah. They have to have the fire marshal come in, make sure everything's organized and all this stuff. So maybe we should do it that way. I don't know. These guys have a track record of going around and then, of course, causing a lot of protest. No, it ain't us. We ain't have it. That's somebody else. And then again, you want to push a bill against them, then they say, well, it's all a bunch of racism. So, all right. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 831-0600. Your call's up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some slow traffic on Atlantic Boulevard headed towards the beach just past Kernan. Add an extra 2 minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds and a high of 83. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 69. Right now it is 60 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
As an investor, what do you get from a discount broker or mutual fund? Not much. But if you're seeking planning, financial architecture, direction, and personal interaction, we're a fee-based, independent, credentialed financial advisor. We're Capital Dimensions Wealth Management, a 15-year-old Jacksonville-based firm that performs in-depth analysis and then on-site interviews with companies globally before investing our clients' money. If we can help you in your quest for financial independence, contact us at 730-3877 or drop by our office on University Boulevard. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
This is Mike Lester with the Guarding Your Nest Egg radio show. The number one question I get these days is what will happen to my portfolio after the upcoming election. That's a legitimate concern. Don't wait to see what happens to your portfolio on the morning of November 4th. Make sure you have a plan. In my opinion, you'll need two plans. For a complimentary analysis and a plan to election-proof your portfolio, visit us at planbiden.com.
Investment advisory services are offered through Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Registered investment advisor.
Hi, my name is Walter, and I'm a graduate of the Life Builders program at the City Rescue Mission. I got out of prison, was on probation, and didn't want to go back. But within 3 months, I started using drugs again. One day, I called my mom and told her I was probably going to end up overdosing in my hotel room. My family told me about the City Rescue Mission, and I came in March of last year. The Christian atmosphere and reminder that God is with you and giving you the strength that you need has meant so much to me. I now live in one of the CRM Homes of Hope. I've never been a person who could be by myself, but thanks to CRM, I'm confident I can.
I'm Penny Kivett, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
All right, we're going to be taking your calls coming up at 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. The Electoral College, I think this is the next big thing. Listen, this is great political fodder, but this isn't going anywhere. You got to have the states to eliminate this and to re-put in a new constitutional measure. Not gonna happen. But should the winner take all? I mean, for example, here in the city of Jacksonville, it's a winner take all. I mean, Lenny Curry didn't win. I mean, let's say he doesn't win every precinct.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say he won the majority of precincts but lost the popular vote. Isn't that the way the Electoral College is?
Yeah. Well, at least in most states. I think there's two that split.
Yeah. Anyway, 904-831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.
Talk radio AM 600. 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump, hoping the Keystone State holds one of the keys to a re-election victory. The president visiting Pennsylvania. He held a rally in the Pittsburgh area yesterday. The president slamming Democrat Joe Biden, declaring my opponent is against oil, guns, and God. Mr. Trump also calling out Biden for flip-flopping on the issue of fracking. The president says he will announce his Supreme Court nominee on Saturday. Appeals Court Judge Amy Coney Barrett, considered a leading contender to succeed the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, whose body lies in repose at the U.S. Capitol for 2 days starting today. Citing a potential for civil unrest, Louisville's mayor placing the city under a state of emergency comes ahead of an announcement by the Kentucky Attorney General on whether police officers who shot and killed Breonna Taylor will face charges. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Borgman. Jacksonville now has a budget in place for next year. Last night, the city council overwhelmingly voted in favor of the $1.3 billion package, which is about $100 million more than this year's budget. Before the vote, a controversial amendment that would have held back half of the funds allocated for the sheriff's office was withdrawn. The budget passed 17-2. A lieutenant with Jacksonville Fire and Rescue won't be fighting any fires in the near future. That's because of posts Anthony Treadwell made on social media recently. After Treadwell was reassigned, a city official wouldn't say what specifically Treadwell wrote that prompted this. Coastal areas of both Duval and Nassau counties are on alert. Flooding and high surf could be a problem through tonight, and rip currents could bring big trouble through tomorrow night. Authorities are strongly advising against going in the water, and even when you're just on the beach, you'll want to be very cautious. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. She's at risk from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. Every 31 seconds, another infant is lost. Another family's hope for their baby's future is crushed. The most heartbreaking part? These deaths are preventable. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has worked to make lifelong health care available to the world's most vulnerable people. Right now, Project Hope is training healthcare workers to care for infants during those fragile first moments of life. Project Hope is ensuring communities have the medicines and supplies they need to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns a healthy start. Wherever they are, everyone deserves hope. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's life-saving work, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Are you tired of pre-recorded financial shows that try to scare you into buying annuities and life insurance products? I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee. Together we host the Van Wee Financial Hour, live every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Van Wee Financial is a fee-only financial planning and asset management company here on Florida's First Coast.
We bring you current financial information and analysis without the scare tactics.
Most of all, we answer your financial and investing questions live on the air.
Tune into the Van Wee Financial Hour and call us every Saturday morning at 10 right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some slow traffic on Atlantic Boulevard headed towards the beach just past Kernan. Add an extra 2 minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today with a high of 82, partly cloudy this evening with a low of 68. Right now it's 60 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. President Trump says he will name his Supreme Court nominee by this weekend. Liberal organizations opposing protest legislation claim the laws threaten to criminalize peaceful protesters. And Senate Republicans say they have the votes to move forward a Supreme Court nomination.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Be better than what they reject. You're going to have people in the exact position they are right now, Don, which is no matter what happens, everybody sticks with
the team. We're going to have to blow up the entire system. And you know what we're going to have to do?
I don't know.
You know what we're going to we have to do?
You just got to.
Honestly, from what your closing argument is, you're going to have to get rid of the Electoral College.
Yeah.
Because the people...
I don't see it.
I can't win.
Because the minority in this country decides who the judges are. And
that's right. The minority in this country decide who the judges are. Oh, wait. The people or the people in power, Don?
Decide who the president is.
You need a constitutional amendment to do that.
And if Democrats... If Joe Biden wins, Democrats can stack the courts.
There you go. Stack the courts, blow up the system. I don't think he literally means blowing up. And get rid of the Electoral College. Why? Because we can't seem to win by the rules... Which, by the way, Barack H. Obama won on. Oh, interesting. 904-831-0600. Mike, hey, man, good morning. What's going on this morning?
Well, nothing much. How you doing, Ed?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Listen, you kind of touched on what I said about the Electoral College. It's always going to be here. It would require two-thirds of the states to vote to eliminate it, and why would states give up whatever, you know, smaller states give up the power they have to do something like that?
Great
now,
point.
The only way I guess they could do it is if they stacked the courts and then the courts found that the Electoral College was somehow unconstitutional. Is that what Don is talking about?
I don't know. I don't know half the stuff that he says. I just kind of watch it because it's kind of interesting. Mike, let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask the audience. Some of them, I think you kind of, you're in the ballpark. I don't know if you're at first base yet. And that's not a put down. I'm just saying. But let me ask you this. And for those of you listening, tell me why states will never, ever, never, ever give up the Electoral College. Why is that, Mike?
Well, it's very simple. The number of electoral votes that you have is based on your population, okay? And smaller states, if it was just the popular vote, the candidates would just go to the populated areas and, you know, go there and try to get the votes from the populated areas. If you're in a small state like North Dakota, what you do then is that the presidential candidates have to go there and address the concerns of the people in North Dakota. Because if they don't, and North Dakota votes for your opponent, that could give them enough electoral votes to swing the election your way.
Mike, you were in the ballpark. Now you've left the building. That wasn't even coming. I mean, you know, actually, you are correct on that, but that's not what I was looking. But that's okay, but you got a good point. But, yeah, they only would have to campaign in some of the certain states, but you're correct on that. So, hey, man, I'll talk to you later. Okay. Good to have you on.
Not just states, but cities.
No, hold on, guys. I'm with you.
All right.
That's not the real reason why. So, here's the question. This is a trivia question. And when you hear it, you know it's the number one answer. Out of 100 people surveyed, Family Feud, 25 seconds. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Steve Harvey. At the end of Family Feud, you got five top 100 people surveyed. Well, this is the one survey that I have. Folks, some of you should guess this. Why is it the number one reason why states will not give up? What do you mean give up their power for what?
If they vote to eliminate the Electoral College, then the very states that now have the power to have a lot more say in the selection of the presidency,
no,
they would be giving that up.
Not even close.
And not only that, but the campaign money that would come into that state.
Not even close to that either. It has nothing to do with the presidential election. Think about that. Why would states not, they're not going to go forward with this. Why? Why will states not give up the Electoral College? Think about it. 904-831-0600. What bothers me is when you listen to the Democrats, here's from Tennessee. He was part of that big-time impeachment crowd as one of the House leaders or managers. It was pushing for this. Republican Steve Cohen, Democrat from Tennessee, I think he was one of them. He says the reason why we need to eliminate the Electoral College is because it was done and it originated in slavery.
The country is different than it was when the Constitution was drafted. And when the Constitution was drafted, a lot of it had to do with slavery. The slave states wanted equal representation in the Senate because they wanted to keep slavery. The slave states wanted to have an electoral college to where the members that they had in Congress counted towards the vote of president, where the slaves counted as two-thirds. In a popular vote, they would count as zero. So the slave states didn't want a popular election because their slaves wouldn't count toward voting and the slave states would have less votes. This is all conceived in sin.
So it's all conceived in sin. It was all conceived in slavery. Follow with the logic here for a second. If this is the case, according to the liberal left, if you wanted to go down this measure, then why don't you get rid of the First Amendment? In fact, just wipe away the Constitution. We have tried to atone for what happened in the past. I mean, let me ask you this. For some of you that are church-going individuals, this is not a religious show, but let me have a little fun here. Who wrote the Bible, Raj? It was imperfect men, right? Big time imperfect men.
Well, inspired by God. But
No. That wasn't the question. I get inspired. Am I perfect? Far from it. Nobody was perfect.
I don't think you were inspired at that level.
That's right. That's true. Well, it depends on which man you ask. Okay, but some of the worst things that were done by some of those who wrote the Bible. Would you not say that? King David? What books did King David write? All right. What books did he write?
Psalms.
Yeah. My question is, an advocate of Ulysses' death. Look what happened to his family. I mean, I don't want to get into it, but.
Uriah, you mean?
Uriah, excuse me, yes.
Not Ulysses.
Uriah. I'm thinking Ulysses S. Grant. What do you hear the clip coming up on that one? Uriah. And yet we moved him to the front because why? He had an affair with Uriah's wife. Okay, anyway, what I'm saying is that is some of the worst things we've read. But yet, does that make the Bible null and void? No, it does not. So you had men who may or may not have owned slaves. We wrote a constitution. Were they perfect? No. Does that mean because they might have owned slaves that we should disqualify the whole Constitution, Raj? You get my analysis?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. 904-831-0600. Who would it go? Was Charles?
Charlotte.
Yeah, this new screen up here, I can't read. It's not your fault, Raj.
I tried to fix it for you. You said don't do it.
Can you fix it?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Charlotte, what's up this morning?
So I think the reason that we wouldn't give up the Electoral College is because we've always done it that way, and we wouldn't be America without it.
Well, all of your answers are correct. But I'm looking. There is one certain specific answer that has nothing to do with actually the presidential. I mean, it does, but it doesn't. But you're. I'm with you like that. Hey, Charlotte, let me ask you a question, Charlotte. When you hear the argument, well, we need to get rid of it because it was done and it was conceived in slavery. It was going to benefit certain slave states and blah blah. How do you respond to some of that?
I don't even know how to respond to that because I thought. When Obama won, we should have given up the Electoral College. I thought that then, but I don't think we should now. So I think it's a perspective on who won or not.
Interesting. That's a good point about Obama.
That's how I felt. Hey, we should give up the Electoral College. That's not fair. Well, that's the way we do it. Why would we give it up? Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Hey, I'm the first person. I am not a Democrat, but I thought that was the greatest thing when Obama won the presidency. Even though I thought we should give up the Electoral College.
That's, yeah. Well, I mean, hey, a lot of people were inspired.
I thought that was great.
All right, man. All right. So Charlotte, she's like, hey, I think a lot of people were probably inspired by that. You know, I was just like, oh, man, here it comes. But that's okay. I get it. I get what she's saying on that.
People were crying on election night 2008, some for different reasons, but yeah.
People were crying on the election night of 2016. I can promise you that as well. I saw the tears on TV. The question is 904-831-0600. If I give you the hint, everybody will get it. This has nothing to do with the presidential election race. Why will states not give up the Electoral College? Why? 904. Man, if I just said the word, if I made the noise,
mm-hmm. It makes a noise.
You guys would get the answer. Well, for some of you, it makes the noise. 904-831-0600. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some slow traffic on 295. Tammy, what's going on?
I'm on 295 headed south. Right before Roosevelt Boulevard, there's a delivery truck that's broke down in the right-hand lane.
Thanks, Tammy. Add an extra few minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today with a high of 82. Partly cloudy this evening with a low of 68. Right now it's 60 degrees.
Are you experiencing leg pain, swelling, cramping, or restless legs? Dr. James St. George can help you by improving your vein circulation. Did you know that most insurance covers vein treatment? Dr. St. George can help you stop living with the pain of varicose veins. Dr. St. George is North Florida's vein doctor and has 25 years as a board-certified vein specialist. Set up your free ultrasound vein screening at stjohnsvein.com. That's stjohnsvein.com. Change your legs, change your life with Dr. St. George and the St. John's Vein Center.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
What if I told you you could save a baby's life for just $28? What's true? Preborn is a ministry doing just that with the help of people just like you by offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. We know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound are far more likely to choose Life.
I was afraid. I was scared. I didn't know what to do. She did let me hit a heartbeat, and I was like, wow, it's something like living inside of me. But yeah, it was a beautiful thing to hear. I was scared too, but I was excited. Her name's Journey. She is the little bundle that was little peanut in my stomach. I'm glad I made the decision to keep her, even though it's life-changing, but it definitely changed my life for the best. Yeah, I'm still on the right track of graduating on time and everything.
Learn more about preborn and donate today at WBOB.com.
Welcome to New Home Rebate Realty, the place where we're going to help you get a new home rebate when you're buying a new construction, when you're building a home from a builder. We want to legally show you how to put money in your pocket. Can we help you with the furniture? Can we help you with the driveway? Can we pay closing costs? New Home Rebate Realty. Let's go.
Don't miss the New Home Rebate Realty Show, 4 p.m. Saturday afternoons on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
19 years. How is that possible? The anniversary of September 11th will be our main theme on America First with me, Dr. G. Our special guests will include Trish Regan, Pastor Daryl Scott, Bernie Carrick, former NYPD Commissioner, Jim Carafano, and America's Mayor, Rudy Giuliani.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new poll finds voters are split on abolishing the Electoral College. A new study says coffee drinkers lose more weight than non-coffee drinkers. And former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg pours millions of dollars into Florida to help pay restitution for former felons so they'll be able to vote.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
If you have his number, text him. Okay. It's amazing. I get to knock on the door and they open up for me.
I know.
Which, and you're more powerful than I am around here. So
I'm a nobody.
Oh,
I'm
please.
A peon.
Hey, 648. Good Wednesday morning. 904-831-0600. Halloween. Ha! CDC says, we don't know if that we should be doing that. Well, everybody is going to be wearing a mask, right?
Well,
you think about it.
It's not the same type of face mask, but yeah, you do have a point, yeah.
Wait till you hear this story. How many of you all ever heard of Party City? I guess most of these, I think they're around, like you can buy party gifts for a Christmas or a birthday party. Well, I guess during the Halloween season, I'm looking at the clip here. This is from CBS News. I guess during Halloween, Party City sells Halloween outfits. You guys ready for this? Party City is clearing its shelves of children's costumes celebrating the Confederacy. Oh, wait. Party City was selling Civil War rebel costumes emblazoned with the Confederate flag for young children.
Party City, looking for costume at the end of aisle two, just below the Pilgrim and Ulysses Grant costumes, were two costumes celebrating the Confederacy. One called Confederate Officer, the other Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Party City is just out with a response to our questions. At Party City, we do not tolerate racism or hatred of any kind, it says. We can and must do better. While the costume in question is not available online, we are working to remove it from all retail locations ASAP. The costumes do not come up on the Party City website, but they are in at least one store, and they are available from many other retailers nationally, including from Amazon.
I can't keep a straight face on this story. I mean, can you imagine walking into you know what? I would do it as a gag.
Little Bobby there with his little Confederate outfit on.
Yeah, just, you know, me and Raj would probably do it. Just, you know what? Not to, like, wear a blackface or try to get notoriety. I would do it just to mess with people, just because, really? First off, who's buying this?
Exactly. Probably the parents of the of the kids, obviously. You know, the
who's
kids
buying
the money.
This? Yeah.
You know, and honestly, just to be fair to Party City, I don't know what their business model is. Very often these stores have consignment arrangements to third-party sellers that can come in and post their things and hang them up on the racks. And it may not be a Party City product that's selling. They're just allowing it to be sold in their stores.
Yeah, so that's it. Just kind of interesting on that. Mm-hmm. How many of you, like me, are coffee drinkers? I did, that's all I drank when I lost my weight. 40 pounds. Actually, I did 50 pounds in less than 40 some days because I was hardcore about it. But I did 40 pounds in about 37, 38 days. I had to do it for my health and everything else out there, and I've still kept it all down because I work out and all the other stuff. Having said that, a new study is out right now. This is kind of an interesting story. A new study is out right now that says you can lose more weight and burn fat by drinking coffee. In addition to that, you can protect your liver. Also, coffee can also help abide in aid of those in colon cancer patients. Longevity, according to a new study by JAMA Oncology, over 1,100 patients with certain types of cancer. Researchers found that increased coffee intake was associated with a lower risk of disease progression and death. Researchers also found that study participants who drank a cup of coffee a day had an 11% increase rate of survival compared to all of you that don't drink coffee.
New study has some great news for people who do love coffee, claiming that those who drink four cups a day gain 16% less weight and 22% less fat than those who didn't.
Now, one of the things that's a dietary makes you also go to the bathroom as well when you drink coffee. Here is Dr. Mark Siegel with the New York University School of Medicine. He says coffee does help suppress the appetite.
But I actually think that coffee is an appetite suppressant.
Exactly.
I think it changes the hormones in your brain. I think coffee will make you eat less. It decreases the amount of fat you.
Yeah, some of you are lying. Oh, I had my coffee. Really?
I'll be honest.
Not you, Raj. I'm saying, are you guys eating less? Go ahead.
I was a little skeptical. You know, cause sometimes you have these organizations that are actually owned by the industry. Like, for example, chocolate fights tooth decay. We've seen that report. But I've looked this JAMA Oncology up. They actually are peer-reviewed and published by the American Medical Association. Very something to this.
What can I ask you a question? Why is it you'll give some people, a lot of people, the benefit of the doubt, but when you read studies like this, you're always critical? I don't understand that.
I just want to verify, that's all.
Okay.
What's wrong with verification?
Positive. Well, verify them before you maybe give them benefit of the doubt.
Sometimes you can't verify as accurately as you'd like.
I'm having fun with you.
This is peer review.
I know.
Your body, you got to look at it on an individual basis. It's not a question of how much you drink, but the caffeine in coffee and coffee itself does function as an appetite suppressant. And I think coffee is of value, but don't take that coffee and have it with a piece of cheesecake.
Yeah, Roger, that's the problem.
Exactly.
Me and Roger are like, right. Hey, Roger, let's go up to Dunkin' and have a cup of coffee.
Yeah, 3 tablespoons of sugar, 5 creams. That's actually a hot milkshake.
I never thought of it. That's a good point. 654 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
There's some stop-and-go traffic on 95 headed north, getting off right at 8th Street. It's from a previous accident, so be aware and add an extra 3 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today with a high of 82, partly cloudy this evening with a low of 68. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? At Granite Transformations, we have everything needed to give you the dream kitchen you've always wanted in as little as one day, with very little disruption to your daily routine. Our summer sale is going on now. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878. Or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use promo code WBOB. Or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Via the public school system and about education and how important it is that conservatives wake up to the fact that we've lost the education battle with the left and what that allows Democrats to do when they have a handle on the school system. If we continue to allow the Democrat Party to control education, we are guaranteeing them the future because the youth is the future.
So that was Candace Owens. She says that we talked about this yesterday. I think I'll do it a little bit more coming up in the next hour or so. She says all of you on the conservative aisle have lost the debate when it comes to public education. She may be half right. I think she's, you would think that if this, and that's, and which I think you pointed out yesterday, school choice is not 100% by those that are conservatives.
Right.
School choice is offered by public school districts like charter schools as well.
Exactly.
So have conservatives lost the battle on school choice? I don't know if they've lost it, but they haven't promoted it enough.
Well, yeah, obviously, you know, the power is being held right now by the Democrats when it comes to education. However, I do believe there is a big resurgence underway right now where parents are waking up to the options of school choice that really were brought about in, to some degree by the pandemic. And people are saying, you know, I've got options right now.
What do you mean? What's a big surgence? I don't see 50% supporting school choice online. I love to see online schooling,
I see there being a pushback. You know, we've talked about it on the program.
I think it's a larger number,
Ron DeSantis is in the governor's mansion in Florida right now, in large part because of his support for school choice, and people are now waking up to it. But 15%
is not a majority.
It's not, but people are talking about it more now. It's not just something
talk is one
on.
Thing. Is action going on? We can talk about it, but do we have any action?
There is action. That's why we have Governor DeSantis today, because people voted based on
their views. No, it was based on others because Andrew Gillum was weak as well. 15% of the black vote does not mean 100% of school choice. More coming up next. Talk.